Today we're going to look at a story of how Padre Pio was a teacher and a saint at the same time. And then at the end we've got a miracle that happened in Colombia, a Eucharistic miracle. Do stay tuned for that. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, hello, I am Edward Urban. On this channel, Following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the amazing life, the incredible life of Saint Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker. And we offer you a series of short stories, so please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio, what his intercession can do for you or for someone you love. We do ask you, support us in our Padre Pio apostolate, and you can do that by liking our videos, sharing these videos with friends and colleagues, and if you're new to our channel, then subscribe to this channel and click that reminder bell too. Continuing with our story. Now, Padre Pio, one of the main functions or duties that he had in the early life was as a teacher at the college in the town called the Seraphic College. And there he was also spiritual director of about 20 students. And that it seems that he soon became one of the children's favorites. But they still remained unaware of his interior mystical life. For them, Padre Pio was simply a teacher, an educator, and an exceptionally welcoming person. Now, his functions at the college, well, one of the functions was he was spiritual director, and so he was involved in teaching the young boys how to prepare properly to receive the Holy Eucharist. It's an important thing. We can't go in a state of mortal sin. And then he also had to teach him how to make a good thanksgiving after receiving the Eucharist. So those were some of his functions. He also heard confessions, and he would pray with the boys. He would accompany them on walks, supervise their tasks, and participated in their recreation too. So those were the things he did. Now, one person who was a student was Padre Aurelio. His full name is Padre Aurelio Di Lori de Sant' Elia Appianissi, and he was also a student of Padre Pio from about 1916 to 1918. At that stage, he was just 12 years old. And later on, he would recall this. He said Padre Pio was, in fact, not the best teacher in the world. In fact, he said, he had a very simple way of teaching. He taught history and grammar. Those were his two subjects. And he says he knew very little about the first and almost nothing of the second. So that's how he was the teacher, and he practically knew nothing of his subjects. His lessons lasted, he said, no more than 20 minutes. And there was absolutely no lesson plan. Just whatever came into his head, he would speak. He wasn't strict either. Even if he was taking tests, basically he let the boys do whatever they wanted. Sounds like a bit of chaos in the classroom. But Padre Aurelio does remember that there, in fact, was something very special about this dreamy-eyed friar, Padre Pio, with the beautiful smile, as he says. He was enchanting, and he had some sort of a magical charm almost about him. Yet only later did people start to realize that this was his sanctity. So us boys, Padre Aurelio says, were fascinated with him in those days because he was just very human. He could understand us. And he was also very good to everyone. So the secret of his charm was basically his humanity. His holiness was expressed in his humanity. They were interlinked. A former student remembers how he and certain colleagues of his at the school, they were one day overcome with hunger. So they raided the pantry or the store of the monastery one night. And Padre Pio, as they discovered later, knew about this, but he didn't even report it. So whenever someone brought to him sweets or fruits or things like that, Padre Pio would share it with the boys in the classroom. Padre Aurelio continues, at a certain time in my life, I was in despair. And then he remembers how Padre Pio helped him through this. He said Padre Pio would come to his quarters, sit himself down, and then they would talk even way into the early hours of the morning. It was apparently against the rules, but he did it anyway. really wanted to help him. Now, it seems that Padre Pio was not so much interested in teaching conventional subjects or in a conventional way, but he was more preoccupied with forming true, praying souls who ardently desired Jesus and Mary. That was his intention. Padre Rulio knows of at least one supernatural occurrence that occurred. Some years later, when Padre Aurelio was already older, and now he was himself a teacher at the same school, one day he rebuked one of the younger boys severely. Done something bad, even to the point, he said, of placing his own soul in jeopardy. It was such a severe rebuking. Well, that night, Padre Aurelio was asleep, and then he awoke in his room, and he saw a terrible dark figure. He said that breathed on him with a foul odor, and objects in the room began falling to the ground. Sounds like some strange preternatural activity going on. He was terrified, and he jumped up and he hurried out down to the quarters of Padre Pio, shouting loudly, "I don't want to go back there. There is a demon in my room." And Padre Pio did not even appear to be slightly alarmed. He said with a smile, "Go back to your room. That was a trial given to you by God for your own sake. You were wrong to judge that young student so harshly." And then he added, Padre Pio added, "Yes, it was a demon, and thank God that you did not get to see its face." And that's our story of Padre Pio and his teaching. Next, we're going to have a look at this Eucharistic miracle. It involves a tsunami that happened in Colombia, in South America. And it's relevant for today, where over 80% of people, apparently, they don't even believe in the true presence, the real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist. So we have crazy things happening, like politicians promoting abortion, and yet they expect to receive the Eucharist. That's how it is today. So let's have a look at another time, an example of the power of the Eucharist from a time of faith, we could say. Now, I've just taken a little article from the internet of what is a tsunami and what are the signs of a tsunami. That is a tidal wave that they may be approaching. And this article says there may not always be time to wait for an official tsunami warning. Obviously, that's today. A natural tsunami warning may be all the warning that you're going to get. So what is involved in this? A natural tsunami warning, says, may include the following: a strong or long earthquake, a loud roar like a train or an aeroplane from the oceans, an unusual ocean behavior. So the ocean could look like a fast rising flood, or just a wall of water. Or it could suddenly just drain away, showing the ocean floor, reefs and fish, like a very, very low tide. If you experience any of these warnings, even just one, it could mean that a tsunami is on the way. And so this happened in the story. Now, way back, and this is actually, it's not so long ago, the story happened in the early 20th century in this town, Tumaco in Colombia, and this miracle took place early on the morning of the 31st of January 1906. The ground in the town began to shake, and immediately the townspeople rushed to their priest, a Father Gerardo Larondo, and they begged their pastor to perform a Eucharistic procession that would invoke God's aid so that a tsunami would not happen, that might not follow. So they were expecting a tsunami. And in fact, the people could already see the wave approaching, forming, when Father Gerardo gathered up all his courage and he placed the Eucharist into the monstrance, and then he headed straight out in the direction of the wave, and they made a procession towards the wave, only in Colombia. And he said, "Let's go, my people. Let us go towards the beach, and may God have pity on us." It's a pretty courageous priest. And then bravely, Father Larondo approached the wave, and he made the sign of the cross with the Eucharist, and almost immediately, the wave began to diminish, and it receded, it turned back. At the sight of this, of the wave receding, everyone started shouting, "Miracle, miracle." And it appears that God had stopped the destructive force of the tsunami and had spared his people. And this was because of their firm faith in the power of the Eucharist. So word about this miracle spread, and people of the town rejoiced and they thanked God for having mercy on them in the time of their need. And dear friends of following Padre Pio, as scripture tells us, those who are responsible for instructing many to justice, they shall shine like stars for all eternity. So we invite you to be like this. This can apply to you. So we invite you to become part of this, that you may shine like stars by becoming a protected child of Padre Pio. You'll be helping, enabling our team, myself and our team, to spread a message of hope so that in these very trying times, people will not give up faith in God. And if we are able to give them this hope, then Jesus Christ would not have died in vain for them. And we do have regular masses celebrated for those who join this program, and there are other benefits too. Now, Padre Pio promised that he would wait for his spiritual children at the gates of heaven. So please do find out more about our program by watching the video that follows, or you can go to the video description below and click through to our website.